What is it? Before that? Before African American? What was that? Before African American? That's right, Kishirapin. Yeah, you're right. Thank you very much. So she was looking after Lama, the African American. So she was she was looking after Lama for those 3 months. She was doing business, you know, to help the Manuskapan or whatever, doing business, but very big business in the United States. But she didn't have no time to look after her business. She took Lama for 3 months completely, never had time to look at the business. So taking the hospitals and all things. See. So then, like that. Then after I think after Lama passed away, then she found out. She, I think, lost many $300,000 or million. I'm not sure what I lost. new person, employed new person. Then before was one student, one old student, and then Anne. She was then so she was an old friend. So anyway, that time the business went very high, you see. I don't know, some million, I'm not sure what. Anyway, then when new this nun left, then she found new person for our business. Then during, while she was looking at Lama, 3 months looking after Lama completely, then I said, later she found out then lost many goods and many $100,000 lost and got stuck in Bombay or something. So anyway, so during that time, Lama Ishi was taken to in the village in Delhi, very far from, not in the city, but out of city village, very quiet place. So she took care. So I went, myself and Lama Thundu, who is the abbot of Kapan Monastery now, so went there to see. So when we went there to the Lama Ishi, already the color of the whole body, you know, in our view, you see, all changed. You know, the talks, not, you know, a little, still better. The colors, you know, they change. You know, so the machine in this, what do you call this one? Oxygen, water. Anyway, so we try to. So Geshe Rabdin Rinpoche, who is also Lama Ishi's guru, received many teaching for many years of teaching in Tibet. So we try to invite Geshe Rabdin Rinpoche. He took the aspect, little stroke, you know, mood here, stroke. So then he was coming to have treatment from Dharamsala, from Tibetan lady doctor, who is very close relationship, you see. The same student of Ruth Guru, Sunshan Bhajya. So, Amalopsang. That time, she's there now. So, we try to bring to Geshe-la Bhajya to meet Lama, you know, because it's a very what do you call time? Say, very. What's the word? very urgent, very important time. You know, so we try to bring Geshe Rabdin Rinpoche to meet Lama, but Lama didn't show much. You know, usually you see, very eager to, but of course, your guru, you know, because there's excellent good relationship with the Lama Ishi Geshe Rabdin. And, you know, But that time, Lama wasn't, you know, that, in that state, kind of, very longing for it. It doesn't show. So my understanding is that Geshe-la-den Rinpoche is a great yogi, not only a great scholar, but it's a great yogi who's a, you know, who has same realization. See, those three paths apart to Guru devotion, root Guru devotion, three paths apart, root Guru devotion, which makes all attain the whole path successful after enlightenment, and successful to liberate number of sentient beings and brings all sentient beings to enlightenment. You know? And then the Geshe-la-den Rinpoche is also somebody who has a time to realization, general stage, and the illusory body and kind of like those realizations. See, I think Hisanushan Bhaja, who is their root guru, mentioned, I think, the same realization. See, so what I understood is that why I didn't show much interest to see Geshe-la-den, why no strong longing, is because because they can meet. They don't need to meet gross body. They can meet, you see, with the illusory body, in that realm, they can meet each other. They can communicate. You see, you don't need to meet as gross. Those who have those realizations, you don't need to meet as gross body. You can meet in different. You can meet with those realizations. You see, you can meet different way. You know, communicate, see. So that's what I told you. Usually, so Lama is extremely devoted and unbelievably devoted to his gurus, you know. I have to say the word like that. So I think that time, what we disciples were taught, might help or some, you know, the situation to communicate that. So Geshe-la-den did come and I had lunch, you see, momo, Tibetan food momo. So they met, cooks, you know, Bamba and from Hong Kong, the Malam. So they met momos, offer momo. Also, lunch, then Geshe-la-den left Dharamsala for treatment. And so, Lama didn't talk much. So what I thought was that they talk already in different way, different. I mean, in that level of realization, you see. So Geshe-la-den is one that from Lama Yeshe studied so much in Tibet. You know, and besides the Geshe Sopram, you see. So, why I'm talking is because it belongs to. But conclusion is that, you see, we're talking about astral. I don't know what the astral trick or the astral tour. astral tour. So, for example, Hisun Dalai Lama. There's one Lama in Nepal called Thubten Rinpoche. Thubten Rinpoche. I think it's maybe it's recognized as the later with the secret, most secret high level of the special deity as a practitioner. So that Lama, what he does in the morning, all his practice, you know, early morning up, get up, everything. So when he went to his session, Dalama said, "Oh, you do this first thing, you do this, second thing, you do this, third thing, you do this." So everything is going to explain to him. So I think it does, every morning he does long lap meditation for his Dalama. First you do this, second you're doing this, third time you're doing this, fourth time you're doing this. Seems like told him everything. So without his informing to his Dalama. So I think for certain people, there's some tales. So, which means it's almost, so it came to them, you see. His holy body is there, you know, the normal holy body, but you see, so can, you know, can travel, can see. Of course, it's an embodiment of compassion Buddha, so, of course, his holy mind cover all the existence. His omniscience cover all the existence. Cover all the existence. The omniscient mind seeing existence is not far. Not like where you put a binoculars. I'm not seeing from far. Like binoculars, you see. Omniscient mind seeing phenomena, like, you know, when we see things through binoculars. Omniscient mind, the way we see things is that omniscient mind, you see, they cover all the existence. There's no place where there's no omniscient mind. Once you're enlightened, there's no resistance to the mind. There's no blockage to your mind, you see. You're free from that. There's no blockage, no resistance. So the vehicle of the mind, that mind doesn't have resistance. It cover all the existence. You know, pervade. And so because the veil of mind, you see, the that subtle body, you see, pervade all the, phenomena, so the omniscience, you know, the mind, which is out of that, pervade all the phenomena. So they directly seeing all the past, present, future, all the phenomena, you see, that way. So, the how the omniscient one see the phenomena is by covering all the existence. So because of that, then you see, whenever that particular sentence means karma has happened, without delay, even a second. The minute of the karma has happened to receive guidance, without delay, even a second, as soon as the karma has happened, the guidance is right there. In that second, manifest whatever form. If it's impure mind, then you manifest impure body. If it's pure body, if it's pure mind, then manifest the pure form. So, otherwise, impure mind, then if it manifest pure, it doesn't benefit, cannot see. You see, cannot give direct guidance, because cannot, the being simply cannot see you. So therefore you manifest the impure being, you see, ordinary human being, or even animal, or spirits, or anything that can come out of that sentient being, you see. So, all like that. For preta beings, it's Buddha Sapa manifests preta, hungry ghost, to help them. So same thing, animal. So also, so many times among the animals, the Buddha Sapa manifests from the animals and to protect those so animals. For example, the conscious animals in the water, the conscious animals, you know, shell animals, shell. Huh? Kang.
Kang.
What's in the shell? Kang. With the small ones? Snail. Same. It is. One is big style and one is small style. I mean, they're same. Yeah. So anyway, the shell animals. You see the there are many bodhisattvas in form of shell animals. So they are also Buddhas, you see, in form of manifest shell animal. So the it is explained by Nagarjuna, great propagator of the like second Buddha, you see, great propagator of the Buddha's teaching, Nagarjuna, especially emptiness, you see. So that the shell animals that you see. The you know the one that here this one not this one not this one but this one social so in Tibet that one extremely rare. And there are shells, it's bad, but the very thick one, the very heavy one. But this one is extremely rare in Tibet. So regarded so auspicious, that one. And usually they offer to Buddha, you know, here or some statues, you see. They hear, or the heart, or the... so anyway, such as United States, Florida, you know, I assume you can get a lot of this. So these... this one said that as a bodhisattva, bodhisattva born like this, maybe several times, you know, seven times, something like this one. So this is regarded, Nagarjuna explained that if you keep at home, if you blow this, then bring harmonious in the family, bring good relationship, harmonious in the family, and also for healing sicknesses, healing disease, you know, you're blowing this, you see. So kind of auspicious to good luck or high body to bring harmonies, you know, healing sicknesses, that, you see. So, even among the animals, so the manifest, you know, they manifest in the same type of animal, then they look after other. So they think shell animals, they take that to protect the other, the shell animals or something like that, you see, to benefit those type of beings. So that, so not necessarily, so not necessarily Buddha means, not necessarily always something with a light, you know, retreating something. So, you know, so they can manifest any form, ordinary children, ordinary old people, you know, lady men, or even I say blind, lame. They can manifest any like that. They can manifest as a beggar, so that they beg from other sentient beings. So other sentient beings, they collect merit, they collect so much good karma. You see, so bodhisattvas, Buddhas, they can manifest as a beggar, so other sentient beings collect merit. You see, yeah. So even the spirits, you know, they are bodhisattvas, they manifest spirits. So to see, to those spirits to benefit. So brother, you know, so Naga, so the, as I mentioned before, you know, manifest the same type of body, manifest those type of those animals. So things like that, you see. So they say, in Beijing, the Manjushri holy place in Beijing,
White
the high mountain. Utashan, yeah. Utashan, the high mountain. The holy place of Manjushri in China. So one time, I mean, I think there are many stories. But one story that, so the text also heard from Gidi Tenshi Rinpoche, the great Lama Guru. There was one man, one person was going pilgrimage, so met one man, one Chinese man, you see, gave a letter to the person, and take this letter to this village, give this to this Bodhisattva somebody, you see. Then the person took the letter, went to the village, and asked, where is this Bodhisattva? You know, then the family, there were some pigs there, and the man from the family said, we don't have a human being Bodhisattva like this, but we have one pig whose name is this. So then, the message was read to the pig. The message says, now your time to be in this world is finished. Your time to benefit for others and bring me to another world. So that's the message sent by that Chinese man to the pig. So the message was read to the pig, and the pig made a huge noise, you know. The pig made a huge noise and passed away. Right after the message. So actually that Chinese man is a Manjushri, you know. So all the people go for pilgrimage there with Taishan. Everybody who go there see Manjushri. You see Buddha Manjushri, but you not necessarily see like the painting Manjushri with the sword. But the sword like this, not necessarily to see. So, of course, if you have pure mind, then you see pure in aspect of Buddha. But most people who have pure mind. So therefore, you see ordinary person. So everybody who go there definitely see. But doesn't mean you can recognize. You see Buddha. So Manjushri. So anyway, this man, just an ordinary man, you see, told the person to go to this village, give this letter to this Bodhisattva, somebody, you see. So actually that's Manjushri. Pass message to this Bodhisattva, you know, manifesting pig. So that pig is actually Bodhisattva. So that pig, you see, that pig, you know, all the that pig protects all the pigs. The pigs, you see, the pig. So the pig, you see, that pig, you know, always was the last pig. you know, he kind of look around, and then all the pig goes first, and he was the last pig, you know, to protect him. You see, last pig. So that's what he does. So I forgot the name. This is also I saw in the teaching also. Was from Gidi Tenshi Rinpoche. So there's full of stories, so many like this, I think. So just to give an idea, you know, the Bodhisattvas manifest any form. To get an idea, you see, so manifest animal to the animals, yeah. Like that, to benefit them, you see. So even pig, so that, so same, you see. So I think that if you join pilgrimage there, then you see, if you see something that a little bit unusual or something, then guess something, you know, maybe way to figure it out, you see. So the, so but anybody who go there, see Manjushri, but it's not sure you can recognize. And then it is said that also capture Jongla, capture Chutin, which who now the one lama that organization, myself to teachings, and the lately, the now giving much teaching in the organization in different countries, now I've been teaching Taiwan. The last quite a few years have been one guru that I met connection as they received teachings then you see, from the same monastery, Saraje, a great lama, you see, one who you know who's the always it is a meditation lambrim, you know, even if he's traveling, walking, whatever, always in the mindfulness in the meditation, dharma, bodhicitta, like all these tantra, tantra. So anyway, was very much inseparable from that. You see. So anyway, Rinpoche also went in China. So when you go to Peking, when you go to Wutaishan, when you arrive there, the very first thing what you see as that's a great meaning. That's a manifesto of Manjushri. It said, when you arrive there, the very first thing you see is there. So they, So I myself haven't been there, but waiting, I've been waiting more than 15 years ago, wanted to go there to retreat, but so far I didn't have the time. Last year, a year before, went to China, Peking, and did long life initiation and some teaching. teachings long life initiation. in the private house, the famous singer, the Hong Kong, China, Fei Wang, then the. Chinese business people from there, because I had to go there. Why? Because I had to go to Tibet for a short time to build a statue there. So I didn't make it with the Mount. Wutaishan. Mother class. So one thing is to know, this gives you an idea. You can't tell who's Buddha, who's not Buddha. You can't tell who's Bodhisattva, who's not Bodhisattva. Even among the animals, you can't tell. Not only you can't tell among human beings, but also can't tell. So like that. So in regards harming others, you see, getting angry or harming others, so be careful. So going back. Where did I start? There's one also young Tibetan lady Dharamsala came from Tibet, mainly to protect His Holiness Dalai Lama, offer service to His Holiness Dalai Lama, protect His Holiness Dalai Lama from the obstacles, you see, things, and mainly for that came to India. So this young Tibetan lady, she's a Dagini, she's a Kandomo Dagini. Real Dagini, who has uh, who has very high attainment. Maybe direct procession, this. But there's one Geshe who was Lamaishu's best friend, who was very learned, was Geshe Shtopten, very learned from Sarame. They were the same style in the Baksai, because I was not in the Tibet so ceremonies. So I think met they were big friend in Baksai, you see, in India. So the same style. Their style is the same. The robe, you see, very high, you know, the robe not long. My one's long, but the Lama's is but before, later is Lama's long, but later, you see, before, in the monastery, Baksa, the Shantab is a, this is called Shantab, so it's a, very high up, you know. So also his same style, same color, same style. They can look similar, kind of look similar style. So anyway, without telling the stories, so not in the city. So the is the digit of the bar from Sarah Mehman, so not Sarah Che. So anyway, but he regard the young Tibetan lady as the actual Buddha. So she came from Tibet much later, but the way she how she came all those things is a beyond our concept, you know. It's a how she came. So she came to Tashinbu Monastery, and she saw Milarepa outside when she was second building. Milarepa gave Milarepa. I mean, that's 1,000 years ago. Milarepa, 1,000 years ago. I think 1,000 years ago. I think. So anyway, she saw Milarepa there, great yogi, who achieved enlightenment. Then gave a bundle of money to her to go to India, to help the students. So that's how she came to it. Anyway. So she went to Mount College to for pilgrimage, and so there's amazing, you know, what she see there, not what we see, just amazing, another world, unbelievable, just beyond our kind of concept, you see. So anyway. She was alone, and it seems the protector of Badal Hamo put her on Badal Hamo's on the mule. See? It's not donkey, mule. So she was put on that, you see. So anyway, taken on the mountains, that. However, Dharamsala, and all this is you know how it's all mystical. So anyway, so it took one year to get to see Swanas Ambush, because she very old. I mean, I said very young girl, and you know, nobody knows her. So it took 1 year to. To come to see Swanas. So anyway, the other stories, other mystical stories. So then, Kiddhisa Rinpoche, so sometimes she manifests as like oracle, you know, of her protector, she, like oracle, manifestos like that. But that's one kind of form that she does, but actually, she can tell things without becoming medium, you know, without that form, see. She can, you see, She can check and can see things. Oh, I mean past or future or whatever present is. Anyway, she met Kintenshin Rinpoche, and Kintenshin Rinpoche said that I will make gold bridge between you and Nation Dalama. So then she was able to see Srimad. Then since from that time, then she was under the guidance of Srimad Dalama. So anyway, so the main story I want to tell you is that so Srimad was traveling in the West, you know, different places traveling. So she was laying down in Dharamsala. So one time, there's some people saw there was some intensiveness. You know, there was some kind of intensiveness. But she was laying down, but there was some kind of intensity. Like when you have a dream, like something very serious dream, you see? Your body feels kind of some serious, you know. I think it's like that, you see. So anyway, so there are some people who are around asked her. Later, she said, what happened? Then she said, I was with Srimad Dalama in the airplane, traveling, because she was asked by one deity called Kurukuli. She was asked by the deity to travel with Srimad Dalama in the same airplane. so that means to protect, you see, things like that. So anyway, I'm just talking about that, you know. This is the before I was talking about the intermediate beings, this is talking about the realized beings, you know, with the freedom that you can do these things. So when she was doing retreat, so sometimes you see her body get the doors locked, everything locked. There's no way to get out. But sometimes happened, body was out of the house. Even everything was locked, you know, during retreat. But her body exposed outside the wall. As that happened, and then, maybe, I don't know, night time, whatever. Without naked, you see, just outside. Even everything is locked, no way to get outside. So for her, there's no resistance. So sometimes, the keys, the attendant key, who has keys, not there, or, you know, after, come after, then she's already inside. So she doesn't. So it doesn't need the key. she has a physical body, but it doesn't become an obstacle. So anyway, this is normal stories. So that's, you see, normal stories that happened. So that, those are realized beings. This Geshe, he, Lama is his best friend. She was in Tibet, she could see this Geshe, Dharamsala. But I think there was some past karmic connection. So she could see from Tibet many years ago. Then when she came to Dharamsala, she went not immediately, but after some, she went to see the Geshe. She went to see the Geshe. It's on the mountain, you see, back Dharamsala, you see, yeah. Then the mountain here. there are quite a number of meditators who are living in the hermitage. So the Geshe is there. So she went to see the Geshe. And the Geshe didn't speak one word. He sat in the room. He said that he didn't move, didn't speak. So he said like this, didn't move, didn't say anything. Then she came inside, and she also acted a little bit unusual, I think. Told him, now meditate, was kind of a little bit unusual. But he never reacted back. Nothing. So then she left. She left. After one year, then she went back again. But the Geshe had dreamed before she came. the Geshe had dreamed tonight. Next day, she came. So whatever dream the Geshe had. So next day she came, and Geshe, then Geshe cried. She cried so much. Then Geshe asked her to sit on the bed. Geshe said, "You are Buddha. I'm sentient beings." He sat down, and the girl sat on his bed. Then he cried so much, and whatever dream he had, he totally changed his mind. Then from there, he's been treating her as actual Buddha, is Tara. You know. So then, he goes to Italy to give teaching. He was, Geshe was our first resident teacher in Italy, Lama Tsongkhapa, the main center in Lama, Italy. He lived there 3 years. He was a resident teacher. So then he used to go to teach Italy, mostly our centers. Then also there's one center, his own center. Just starts, happened students, you see, some years ago. So 6 months he spent there, and then he comes back to Dharamsala to meditate. 6 months, then and again 6 months goes to Italy. So under the guidance of Vishwanath Dalai Lama. So then he take care of her expenses, you know, when she travels, when she goes to other countries, then Geshe give money, call out money to help with expenses, or even for staying down, Sara. So take care of so that. So basically, you know, you can't really tell who's Buddha, who's not Buddha, who's Buddha Sabha, who's Buddha Sabha. Even among the animals, you can't. Among the animals, you see. So, like that. In all, even among spirits. So, I mean, like Arya Sangata Sutra, many of you have read, and there says that, you see. To benefit of things, so manifest the spirit, manifest the naga, to benefit the nagas. So Buddha used to do that. So anyway.